Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. We're here this time every week, also rebroadcast Monday evening, 9 p.m., Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, call in number 564-1290, also RadioRealEstate.com. No word on the shuttle, still waiting, see if they're going to land, and we wish them well. A big surprise, though. It was a big, you know, you got to be a little worried when you see a spare tire strapped to the back of the shuttle. You know, are they really ready to take off? And the Automobile Club of America sticker on the back bumper. It's not a big confidence building, but it looks like everything turned out okay. So we'll look forward to seeing them come back. It's also in the paper here. This goes back actually a long time ago, but I never read it completely. Back in 1803, Spain completed the process of ceding Louisiana to France, which had sold it to the United States. Well, we all know the Louisiana Purchase came, you know, and France sold it to the United States. That's a big escrow. I don't know what the commission was or who was representing, but Spain completed the process of ceding Louisiana to France, which had sold it to the United States. So, I mean, you know, in the biz, that's known as a double escrow. I buy Jaron's house for $1 million, and during the escrow, before I own it, I open up another escrow. The second escrow is called double escrow, and I have it in escrow to sell it to Les for more, for $1.1 million. So the day I close and buy it from Jaron for $1 million, I'm closing escrow and selling it before I even really own it. So is that what happened with France? I never knew that that was kind of a double escrow. We'll have to do a little research on that. Speaking of sales, this is on the front page of the Real Estate Magazine, the official magazine of the California Association of Realtors, which I'm a member of. And it says, Latino buyers reshaping the home buying landscape. I thought, isn't that unfortunate, taking the stereotype of the Latino gardeners? Latino buyers reshaping the home buying landscape. I guess what actually they're really saying is that there are more Latinos buying homes. That was, I guess, what they're really saying. I misread it at first. Sorry about that. Tremendous ethnicity increase. A number of Latino homeowners has significantly increased in recent years, while the number of non-Hispanic white homeowners has remained about the same. Latinos made up 31% of all households in Southern California, and 25% of homeowners is back in 2003. But about half of all Latino homeowners in Southern California purchased their homes within the last 5 years. It's according to the study of UCLA. So that's good news. That's really good news. Let's see, had another thing on this minority. The Minority Report. Wasn't that the name of a movie? New quarterly record of 51.6% means that 15.7 million minority families now own their own homes. And again, there was a quarterly record for Hispanic home ownership. The rate of almost 50% means that there are now 5.8 million Hispanic homeowners in the U.S. Overall, home ownership was also at an all-time high in the first quarter, with 74.5 million American families now owning their own homes. So that's really good news. There was another article here about the homeless. Well, why would I have attached this page? Somebody wanted to place the homeless on the endangered species list. Well, we're talking about home ownership at an all-time high. I guess he was tongue-in-cheek. I was listening to a man who was talking about a humane society for the homeless. Because, you know, we have humane society for animals. And his suggestion was, you know, you kind of round up all the homeless. You shelter them, feed them for 2 weeks. And if no one claims them... No, he didn't say that. He said you keep feeding them in home and housing them, of course. Are you kidding? All right, that's the Minority Report. Good to see home ownership on the rise. On the rise. See if we have time for Farewell to Arms. Farewell to Arms. Oh, also a belated happy birthday to singer Carly Simon. turned 60. That's kind of sad. New song, You're So Varicose Vein, coming out. We'll be playing that right after the program. Farewell to Arms. Let's see. They're planning, okay, Arms adjustable rate mortgages. They're planning some tough rules for the lowest rate loans. Now, according to one stat from the Mortgage Association, 51% of all mortgages are fixed rate. But interest only has increased 20-fold in the last 5 years. Now, you see a lot of loan pitches. Refinance now, 1% mortgages, save money, 1% option ARMs, adjustable rate mortgage ARMs. And it isn't surprising that this, according to this article here, financing has quintupled its national market share just in the last 12 months. But two developments, one that took effect just August 1st and another one that's due out this fall, could reduce the number of promotions you see for cut rate option adjustable rate mortgages. On October 1st, Standard & Poor's blew the whistle on option ARMs. They did an intense study of recent mortgage-backed bonds, and it concluded that lenders are allowing credit standards to slip too far. Too many borrowers using these option ARMs are paying the minimum amounts every month, thereby accumulating potentially toxic levels of debt, especially in markets where home values are likely to soften. That's a whole other subject. So they're worried that people are going to be upside down. The second development is underway at a federal financing regulatory agencies, and they want to eliminate. They don't want to eliminate the loan type, but they just want to make certain that consumers understand what they're getting. So disclosure issues, which is a good thing. It's probably the end of 25% mortgages at 1% to buyers with marginal credit, insufficient incomes, minimal down payment, because there's no money down. Very popular. And no clue whatsoever about the potential payment shock monsters lurking on the near horizon. Well, what the answer there is, sit down and do business face-to-face with someone you know and trust. Sure, it's good to surf the internet and find out what's going on and try to get the best rate possible. But I can't tell you how many people I talked to who didn't realize they had a prepayment penalty, didn't realize they were going to get stung for this and that. So we're going to see some change on the landscape. Farewell to ARMs. Well, we just about covered everything except words you can't say. So what we'll do is I do want to allow enough time during the final segment for the weekly multiple listing update, sales information coming up for the fourth and final segment of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll do that when we return. Our phone number, 564-1290, after the program at RadioRealEstate.com or 898-4242. And if we don't have time for the list of words you can't say in ads, we'll do it another time. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come.